Principals are worried by the prospect of more frequent visits from the Education Review Office. The office is introducing a new style of review where its staff will visit schools every year rather than at intervals of several years. The president of the Principals Federation, Perry Rush, told our education correspondent John Gerritsen that'll only work if the office changes its style.
The concern really is around the sort of mindset that Aero has that in the past has meant that reviews can be incredibly corrosive of a school's confidence and principals' well-being. Aero has a particular mindset when it thinks about learning in terms of how it judges learning. And if reviewers are going to be in schools much more frequently and alongside principals multiple times a year, it's absolutely critical that they have a significantly changed mindset around what constitutes quality learning.
And this disquiet or discomfort with the focus of Aero reviews, is this something that's widespread amongst primary and intermediate school principals, or are just a few who are running into a few reviewers that they don't agree with?
Look, in my conversations with principals, there's two responses. First is a guarded interest that this approach could be useful, but only if it's done well. The second is very real concern at having to endure reviews, not just once every 3 years, but multiple times a year. I think both perspectives speak to the challenge that the Education Review Office has to substantially address their culture. If they are unable to do that, then this new model will fail because principals will not let reviewers into their schools. You cannot have reviewers working alongside principals in an accountability mindset, a top-down approach, and expect that principals will work with that approach.
But isn't it the role of the reviewer to challenge schools and also to catch out those schools that aren't doing a good job? Surely we need them to be somewhat challenging.
Well, I think to Aero's credit, they recognise that it is important to move away from that top-down approach and into much more of a partnership model. Change does not occur by somebody more powerful than you telling you what to do and what to think. Effective, long-term and embedded change happens when you work alongside somebody in a respectful and professionally challenging relationship. Now, if that's how this new model is going to land in schools, I think that would be welcomed.
That's President of the Principals Federation, Perry Rush, speaking to our education correspondent, John Gerritsen there.